That's crazy. I don't hear anything, nothing.
So wild. You can
That
hear
is
me, but you can't hear that. That's
right.
crazy. Y'all, you just don't know. I'm ringing a bell like nobody's business.
That's right. You can ring my bell. Anyway.
Bell, ring my bell. Oh, we started off singing. That's good. There we go.
That's a good thing, isn't it? Well,
Girl, how are you doing?
I'm good, and I'm really happy about the weather lately. It just feels like, oh, it just feels like it's been so long coming.
Oh my gosh, it is so wonderful. So wonderful.
Right now it's 71, I think, and a little bit of a breeze and a blue sky, and just this would be perfect hammock weather, because when you have a breeze like this, it's not enough to get you cold, but it's just enough to keep the skeeters away.
Well, I've been in the garden like a crazy woman because I don't want to leave because the temperature is perfect. It's sunny, not too hot. And I just keep piddling around going, well, what could I do now? Well, everything in my garden is weeded for one thing. It's all weeded. I keep planting, digging up a little, scratching up a little bit of dirt and going, well, what could I plant there? What kind of seeds do I got in my basket? So yeah, in fact, as soon as we get done here, I'm gonna be out there digging and delving,
That's the
making it all
best thing
work.
in the world. Being out like
It
that,
is.
it's the best thing in the world.
And
I'm telling you.
I've eaten so many radishes. I am crazy with the radishes. In fact, I've eaten so many of them that last week, and y'all were so kind, being pitiful with me when I had a root canal. So I arrived for my root canal at my dentist with a big old bag of radishes. And I said, please tell me y'all eat radishes. And they were like, radishes? You mean like out of your garden? And I said, oh, yeah, like out of my garden about 15 minutes before I drove over here. Oh, yes, that'll be great. So I did not pay for my root canal with radishes. Wouldn't that be a joy?
That would have
But
been like the old days.
yeah, I brung you radishes and the chicken. I hope you like them. Anyway, so yeah, and I planted another pot of radishes.
They do. Well, I've been looking at containers for container gardens again, 'cause there's so many more now than there were. They've got these that'll fold up and then they'll unfold and they'll hold 128 gallons of dirt. I
That's a
mean,
lot of dirt.
it really is, and it's basically a miniature compact garden because they
Yeah.
section it out for you. So it's already got sections in it when you open it up.
When you
It's got
open it
like
up, I mean, how big is it? Like 2 feet by 4 feet or 3 feet by, do you
it's
know?
3 by 5.
That's a
Well,
good size.
actually, they're different sizes. So, but the smallest one is 128 gallons, and I think it looks more like 3 by 4. But still, that's compact. And when you have, and they also send seeds, which that doesn't mean anything to me, because if I were planting a lot, I would be picky about where they came from.
Yeah, me
Okay.
too.
But not really. So I was looking at that, and I planted some avocado seeds for mom and my brother yesterday and all of that.
Ah, it
My
makes a pretty
brother's
little plant.
It does. His favorite thing is to grow something from some groceries. He just loves doing that. And he's good at it and he's patient. So, like, he's got pineapples that he started growing 20 years ago. And it's
I
still,
love that.
pineapple plants. I do too. I love
That's
that.
great.
The house he was in had a real high ceiling in one of the rooms. So he also has planted like a coconut tree or something in it. It was cool.
That's
It was like the observatory on Planet Dune, Planet Arrakis, that Arrakis that Lady Jessica went into. Do you remember that?
yes. I
That was
love the idea of
cool.
that kind of solarium.
I do too. Oh yeah, solarium. That's right. That is the term for it. They had a They what did they call it at the Biltmore House? It might have been called a solarium. I
No,
don't
I
know.
don't know. It's called a glass house or a
Observatory?
observatory,
Yeah, I
something
think it
like
was the
an
observatory.
observatory. Yeah, there's a lot of names for them.
Back when it was more accessible.
Yes, and
As
when rich people decided to grow their own stuff.
yes. And that was, I wish we never had gotten away from that. I do wish that.
Rich people oppressing the lower classes, that's the thing about
No, 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 no. People growing their own food.
I'm teasing you.
The rich people thing. You'd
They're
have to
glad to
be
get away
one.
with that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always been that way, hadn't it? That's it. That reminds me. I was going to ask you a question.
Yes,
Speaking of rich people and traditions and stuff.
tradition, tradition.
I love that musical. My question is this: in your opinion, when does it become a tradition? Because right now, some of the things that you and I talk about, like going to Cherokee and seeing all the red and blue and purple and pink headbands and stuff that they had back in the day, that's something that we did. Is that a tradition now for the next generation? Is that an Appalachian tradition? I mean, when does it
Yeah,
become a tradition?
that's a really good question, and I think it's got to be individual. Like me going to St. Augustine with my grandmother had made me drink that awful water from the Fountain of Youth, and then I
Oh.
made my daughter do it. Well, if that is in fact a family tradition, then it will die with my daughter because she is not going to have any children.
Right.
But is it a tradition? I don't know. I mean, we can look at stuff that's been going on for 100 years and go,
Yeah.
yeah, that's pretty darn traditional. But there's other things, like it always makes me laugh when there's an event that happens and they go, the first annual tater and onion eating contest. And you think, well, how do you know it's going to be annual if this is the first one? What if nobody shows up? What if nobody shows up or one person shows up and eats all the taters and onions and then belches all over everybody else and nobody wants to do it again? It seems
Because
like
of
you have an event. It is the tater and onion eating contest. And then the
yeah.
next year you can say, it's the second annual
Yeah.
tater and onion eating contest.
Well, does anybody ever notice that except for you?
Oh, who knows? It just seems funny to me. And I swear, as the world gets weirder and weirder, I
Yeah.
just find more and more things funny.
I
It's
do
like,
too.
oh, that thing over there. Oh, yeah, no, that makes me laugh. Like there was the big thing, I guess it was yesterday, big omens in England. The first thing that happened was Big Ben at 9 o'clock struck 11 and then stopped.
Oh.
And then a bunch of horses from the king's household cavalry got spooked by some big equipment somewhere building something. And there
Wow.
were two horses racing through London, a
Oh,
white one covered in blood all over its chest, and a
wow.
black one. And they were galloping through the streets of London. And I just sat there looking at that going, well, golly, you don't have to be much of an omen reader to figure that one out now, do you? I don't think so.
Well, and not that this was in England, but the fan blades fell off the Moulin Rouge last night.
What?
They did. I'm not kidding. They fell
Wow.
off into the street.
Wow. Yeah,
Yeah.
what else? And y'all, if you've heard some kind of scary sort of omens, let us know.
Yeah.
Put it on the page or yeah, let us know somehow. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Somebody else was telling me about, oh golly, I don't remember what it was now. Some creek that ran with blood, but it was really, somebody had
Algae.
dumped crap in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that kind of stuff we hear all the time. Crazy, isn't it?
Golly. It's crazy, and it's, if I was if I wasn't just so, I don't know, blasé about it, I might start getting a little scared, because those are some very, very visual, very iconic kind of omens that you just that we just talked about.
Oh,
But
yeah.
as it is, there's so much comes at me all the time that I'm I'm just now at this place of, okay, I'll try and be ready, but I'm not going to try and guess.
Well, and there's stuff that's just coming out of left field. And I swear we're going to get on to something that's not this, but there is this beautiful garden and farm over in the Livingston area. And that thing has been going for 10 years. They produce a ton of food. They have programs. They get the young people involved. It's a really good, outstanding program. So the Asheville Housing Authority got a new director, and they looked right at it and said, "Well, we need that land for something else." And they were like, "What?" Well, the children need a playground, and the people were like, "We've spent 10 years building this program, and you just want to knock it all down? And where are you from? How'd you get here? Why'd we hire you?" So now that is just it's a big process that's working its way through, but somebody could come from somewhere else. I'm assuming somewhere else, because we hardly ever hire in-house because of Asheville. And the first thing one of the first things they think of is, well, I mean, that public housing doesn't have enough place for children to play. Well, children can play in a garden. And children can learn how to grow food in the garden and learn where carrots come from in a garden.
Oh, that's
They can do that in the garden. It's
that's
just, it's
terrible.
infuriating.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And that the city of Asheville and the Asheville Housing Authority's board, I don't know how they're governed, would just go, "Oh, well, okay, I guess that sounds like a good idea." It's like, does nobody have any? And you can
No.
crow all of that out. Does anybody, nobody's got the courage to just go, "No, this is a good program. We love this program. You find another little place to put in some swings and a teeter totter."
Well, they might as well put it in over at Malvern Hills. They just decided to close that pool without giving anybody anywhere about any say so over it. They just
They've closed the
announced it
whole
after they
park.
decided it.
They've closed the whole park, not just the pool. The whole
The
park
whole
is closed.
park for
Yep,
what?
the whole park. I
Why?
don't know why. Because it's the same thing they did. Y'all must be sick of us talking about Asheville politics with the Walton Street pool. Oh, it's going to be too expensive to fix it. Oh, no, we can't possibly. And I and a number of other people wrote directly to the people who are saying, "Oh, no, we can't fix it," to say, "How much does it cost to fix it? How much? You tell us how much, and we will raise the money." And that's what they would have done in West Asheville. If somebody had said, "Man, this pool has been here forever and it's got big cracks and it leaks and all that. How much? Tell us that."
Well, the thing is, it's a cold water pool
Yep.
and it's had cracks in its past, just like all the rest of the outdoor pools get. But the park itself is well known, it's well used. The building behind the pool where you walk in
Yeah.
is the same. It's in pretty good shape. And had the public known that it was being considered, they would have raised, we all would have raised hell about it because that park is necessary. And what the heck is going to go in its place? You won't find anything better suited for public entertainment in that space. I mean, what are they going to
Affordable,
put a pickleball court or something?
affordable public entertainment for people who cannot join a private pool.
Yeah, but
That's
it's
what
not
they're
just the
getting rid
pool.
of.
They've got tennis courts there and a little ball field, and they've got several picnic areas and sheds, as you know. I
Yep.
think, yeah. So we actually, didn't we do a Beltane there one year?
We were going to do Beltane there this year. And we contacted them knowing that the pool was closed, because I mean, we don't do anything at the pool. And they were absolutely clear, now the whole park is closed. And I was like, well, we're not going to use the pool. We're not even going to use the bathrooms at the pool. We're just going to, but I'm telling you, somebody has got a plan for that. That is some nefarious crap. And I guarantee
Oh,
it. You can take that one to the bank. Because what
I
happened to them at Walton Street is that they took away that community pool and then they put all their energy into the Eddington Center. And it's a racial issue, as far as I'm concerned.
it may be. I don't know what to say about that. I really don't. I just really enjoyed our recreational areas around here. And I didn't necessarily swim in the pools all the time, but I really did use the parks. And speaking of, I took swimming lessons at Malvern Hills Park. You know, I mean,
Yeah.
I took tennis lessons there because you know why? Because you could afford them.
Yes,
They
exactly.
weren't, it wasn't a tennis pro that came out. It was just, and it's just a really beautiful and good spot. And there's, li I can't think of anything else that should go there.
Well,
And
and I'm on
I'm
you.
irritated.
You should be irritated, and if anybody is listening to this and knows about some organizing around getting that park open or doing something else, let us know, because I've not
Yeah.
heard anything. But you know, I've not been in town really for 3 months, seems like. But yeah,
Bad.
I'm sure there are groups that are working on that.
Would hope so. I mean, I know people who literally take their yearly vacation and stay home just so they can hang out every day there.
Hang out at the park. Yep.
Yeah. And
Well, I will
it.
say this, and then you probably we should move on because we got other stuff to talk about. And
Yeah.
us bitching all the time, I don't know. Do people love it? Who knows?
Who
Is
knows?
this is that Asheville has got above its raisin. And
Yep.
country folks understand what that means. Asheville has got above its raisin.
Yep.
And it's not caring about the life or the quality of life of its citizens. All it can see, whether it's the city of Asheville, Tourism Development Authority, Chamber of Commerce, all they can see are dollar signs. And I am done with all of them. The end.
Did you see the cartoon that Cohen drew of
Did.
Asheville? Okay.
I did,
That's
and I reposted that. Y'all, David Cohen is a local brilliant political cartoonist. We
Brilliant.
are blessed to have him here. He and his family have been here a long time. And he did, and I'll put it on the page. I'll put it on our Weird Mountain Gals page. So y'all can see it. But Asheville is just done. If somebody doesn't have some damn common sense soon, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't.
Well, we can
So,
both guess.
well, we can because we've lived here a long time.
Definitely. Oh,
Yep.
Mr. Spider's on my window here.
Uh-oh. You sure
Oh,
it's
what a
not
good one.
Mrs. Spider?
Well, Mrs. Spider, you're exactly right. What a good one, too. One of those riding spiders.
Oh, I love those. You usually don't see those till later in the season.
Well, I hope that's what it is. No, I'm pretty sure it's not. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I don't know.
Nice.
I've seen a lot of insect life this year, but I haven't really seen a lot of the next, what I consider the next stage up, which is amphibian life, frogs and salamanders and stuff. And but the birds, we had birds that came in early around here this year. And I don't know why. I really don't know.
I've got that Merlin app on my phone that does bird ID from Cornell. So when the eclipse happened, what was that, a week ago, 10 days ago, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago,
Oh, yeah.
I turned that on as soon as the eclipse started. Now we weren't in the zone of total darkness, but there were like 14 different birds that were calling out during that event, and that was really interesting. So I've been doing that. You know, I'll be back in the garden thinking about this, that. And then I'll just turn on Merlin, and I'm amazed at the number of birds that are in my backyard just, you know, doing their bird thing.
We have some beautiful bird life here. We've
We
got a
do.
lot of pretty things around here this time of year, and we got Beltane coming up.
This next week, 2 weeks, is just Holiday Central. So the big holiday that I'm just going to announce, and if you just want to blurb it out, you're welcome to, is that Alicia's birthday was this week. And
Yeah,
we are celebrating the fact that she was born and is still alive and kicking and doing all the things.
and now I'm in my 60s.
Whoa, how exciting for you!
It is. I never thought I'd get this old.
Oh, God.
Are you
Isn't that
kidding?
the funny thing? I mean, people will say, oh, 68, and you're not surprised or you're not shy about saying that. I'll go, God, no. I didn't think I'd make it past 25. So
Thank
I mean,
you. That's exactly right. I'm kind of proud. Or as my grandpa would say, kindly proud. Kindly proud.
I'm kindly proud.
Yep.
Golly. So we kicked off the season with an eclipse, and then we had your birthday and what do we got, the Lyriads?
Yeah, the Lyrids peaked on my birthday night, and there was a full moon that the start of the peak was on my birthday, and it peaked for real on the next day. And
Yep.
there's been a lot of celestial events. And usually I laugh about the names of all these moons, because I've never heard them named that way, and I've lived lived that kind of life. But this time I thought it was interesting because we had beautiful pink sunsets.
Oh,
And for
my.
some reason, the moon around here had a really pink look to it that I've never seen before. And so I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, when we're talking about omens, which we were,
Oh, yeah.
pink moon, blood on the moon is a big omen.
Yep. But it was
There's a
pretty.
ring around the moon. I don't know, maybe last week sometime, ring around the waxing moon. It's crazy. It's all crazy. Anyway, all them things are happening. Earth Day, which is your birthday. Arbor Day is coming up.
Oh,
Beltane
yes.
coming up. And the most important holiday in Western North Carolina in the springtime is the giant herb sale at the Ag Center. And that
Oh,
is
yes.
this weekend.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
It is. And I am emptying baskets and getting out big, heavy canvas bags. And by God, I'm going tomorrow morning.
I wish. Do you suppose that there's any time that that herb sale is open that it's not going to be just slammed with people?
Well, I hear that after lunch on Friday, so maybe 2, 3 o'clock is a good time to go.
That's when I'm going.
Well, I think you should. Now, I leave here. It opens at 8:30 in the morning. So I will leave here about 8:30. And I will be in some traffic, but not incredible traffic. And then, because I want to be there when it's all blasting open. I love that so much.
Oh yeah, I bet.
And I've got a list right over there of the, I thought it was only three things I needed, but it's really four. So I'll get my four things that I need. I'll talk to all my buddies that are out there. I might even buy myself a cup of expensive coffee to drink. It'll be great.
Oh,
I love it, love it, love it.
you can get real lavender lemonade there at that
Yes.
festival, and it's
Yep.
so good.
You can. And there's good things to eat there if you come in hungry. I mean, I usually
Yes.
spend about an hour and a half. There have been years that, like last year, and I think maybe the year before, I've been part of a class or a workshop or a panel. And I'm kind of the lady in waiting on the panel. As of right now, they don't need me, but if they do need me, they'll let me know. So I
Okay.
go in Friday, and then sometimes I'm going Saturday to do a panel or a workshop. And then I might even go back on Sunday for a little tiny bit, just to
Yeah.
see what's left. And because that's when they lower all the prices. And yeah, it's good.
I like
And at
that
the same
too. I
time,
like that time.
yeah. And at the same time, they also do, because this thing used to be out at the farmer's market, and it just got too big. But now at
No,
the
it's...
farmer's market, they still do an herb sale at that same weekend. So
Oh,
you can,
really?
yeah. So if you're at that end of town, you can just go on out to the farmer's market and probably find everything you need, really.
Well, that would be, that might be the thing that I end up doing. I don't know. I want to get out. I really do. I'm itching to. It's bothering me to not be out. This is my time when usually I am, you know,
Yeah.
the social person. But I'm kind of picking my events now. I'm not, I haven't wanted to go to a concert. I mean, I've wanted to, but then when I think about the reality of getting in there with a bunch of unwashed bodies pressed up against me, it does not sound that good anymore.
No, and the way you describe it makes it sound really, really not good.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling myself, you know.
I don't know.
So,
Well,
but I might, we'll see. We'll see what the deal is about it. But I really do want to go.
because to go back to the doom scrolling event, you know that H5N1, that
Yeah.
bird flu, is now being fed cow's milk. And
Well,
I
it,
think
yeah.
most of that is unpasteurized fresh milk is how that's getting in. But
Yeah.
I just got my eye on that. My daughter
And you
had,
should. It's
yeah, my
jumped the
daughter had
species
that.
back. Yeah. A what? She had
So,
that?
well, that's what they told her when she was at App State and got this terrible flu, and they said they were pretty sure it was H5N1.
Wow.
So, but I don't know how the hell she would got it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway,
Well,
that is a bad flu. It is a terrible influenza. And we still got damn SARS-CoV.
yes. And the H5N1 is jumping the species barrier at a faster rate, too. And I'm relatively sure that I heard that there was one case of human transmission.
With
So,
a farm worker.
yeah.
Yeah, I heard that this
So,
morning, I think.
yeah, so that's nerve-wracking. That's, well, if we start hearing more, then I'll start getting onto the government sites to see what statistics are getting reported.
Yeah, that's a good
But
idea. Because I
yes.
heard, I guess earlier this week, it was in Michigan and Texas and one other state. And then today, they're like eight states, and one of them's North Carolina. Ain't nobody safe.
No, well, frankly, I'm surprised that we do as well as we do most of the time around here.
God,
You
ain't it the
know,
truth? Ain't it the
it is. I
truth?
remember that terrible flood out towards the middle of the state where all those hog farms, do you remember that?
Oh, and
And
the
there was,
hog lagoons all overflowed.
it was
Oh my
awful.
God.
There's no way that you could clean all of that up. There was
No.
thousands of dead hogs floating everywhere. And it's amazing that nobody got sick from the water after
That we heard of.
that we heard of, that we knew of. Yeah, you're right. So,
I've become that paranoid person. Well, maybe we just didn't hear about it.
well, is it paranoid if you don't have a scared reaction to it? Is it paranoid if you just go, this is what I think's happening?
That's interesting.
I don't know if that's paranoia or if it's, I don't know
Anybody?
what you call
I
that.
don't know. That's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Tune in again next week for part two of this fine broadcast.
Radio.
Got some CBD. She's smoking a joint. Who knows what grandmas are going to be doing in the future? I don't know. You don't know.
Is that Granny with a bong? Granny looks weird with that bong.
How you doing, Granny? I'm good. I'm mighty hungry. You got some cornbread?